crossing traditional boundaries with integrated care. As the demand for complex care grows, traditional models of care are no longer enough to meet the diverse needs of local populations. Integrated care systems, ICS, aim to bridge the gap between health and social care by fostering collaboration between the NHS, local authorities, and community organizations. By breaking down these barriers, ICS create more seamless, person-centered care that leads to better health outcomes and more equitable services. Catalyst Care Group 2024 Survey. Take part in shaping the future of the health and social care sector by sharing your personal experiences as a family member, your perspectives as a support worker, employee dynamics, your commissioning challenges. Join the conversation. What are integrated care systems? Integrated care systems are a transformative approach in healthcare designed to integrate NHS services with local government, social care, and community services. The goal is to streamline care, ensuring people receive the right support at the right time while reducing duplication and inefficiencies. ICS aims to provide more seamless care by encouraging collaboration between various organizations, including primary care providers, hospitals, social services, and voluntary sector partners. These systems are built to address immediate health needs and the broader social factors that influence people's health and well-being. A key function of ICS is their focus on population health. By looking at the health outcomes of an entire local population, ICS enables health and care organizations to target their efforts to prevent health challenges and promote well-being. This proactive approach shifts the focus from treating health concerns as they arise to addressing the root causes of health challenges, such as social inequality and access to services. Additionally, ICS is designed to break down the traditional silos between health and social care, allowing for better coordination and more holistic support. Whether managing long-term conditions or ensuring timely hospital discharge, ICS brings together the expertise and resources of multiple sectors to improve the overall quality of care. By creating these integrated systems, the NHS and its partners can deliver better health outcomes, reduce hospital admissions, and support people to lead healthier lives in their communities. Integrated Care Boards, ICB. Integrated care boards are central to the functioning of integrated care systems, acting as the bodies responsible for planning and commissioning health services within their local area. These boards work collaboratively with NHS providers, local government, and other community organizations to ensure that services are tailored to the needs of the population. ICBs oversee the allocation of resources, helping to prioritize services that address local health challenges, from managing long-term conditions to improving mental health support. ICBs also play a pivotal role in ensuring that care is delivered in a coordinated and efficient way. By working closely with local partners, ICBs help to break down traditional barriers between healthcare and social care, enabling better integration of services. This approach improves the experience of the person receiving care and leads to better health outcomes by ensuring that they receive the right care in the right place at the right time. The transition from clinical commissioning groups, CCGs, to ICS. The transition from clinical commissioning groups to integrated care systems marks a significant shift in how healthcare is planned and delivered in England. Previously, CCGs were responsible for commissioning most health services for their local populations, focusing on providing care through individual contracts with providers. However, this model often led to fragmented services and inconsistent care delivery across different areas. The introduction of ICS aims to address these gaps by promoting collaboration between the NHS, local government, and other partners, creating a more unified and holistic approach to healthcare. With ICS now taking the lead, decision-making has shifted towards a more integrated model that prioritizes population health and the coordination of services. By bringing together various sectors, including social care, primary care, and community organizations, ICS ensure that care is delivered more streamlined and person-centered, helping improve health outcomes and reduce inequalities. This transition allows for more strategic planning and resource allocation, ultimately fostering a system that better serves the needs of local communities. Focus on the population health. Integrated care systems strongly emphasize population health, a strategy that goes beyond treating individual health concerns to addressing the overall health and well-being of entire communities. By analyzing the health outcomes of local populations, ICS can identify patterns, risk factors, and disparities that impact public health. This proactive approach allows healthcare providers and local governments to develop preventive measures, intervene early, and deliver care that addresses the root causes of poor health, such as social inequalities, housing, or employment issues. Focusing on population health ensures that resources are directed where they are most needed, whether targeting vulnerable groups or addressing specific public health concerns, such as long-term conditions or mental health challenges. This approach improves individual health outcomes and strengthens community resilience, leading to a healthier, more equitable society. Tailored services based on local needs. A core strength of ICS is their ability to tailor services based on the unique needs of local populations. By working closely with local authorities, healthcare providers, and community organizations, ICS ensure that the services provided reflect the specific challenges and demands of the community they serve. For example, an area with a high prevalence of diabetes may focus on improving access to diabetes care and education. At the same time, regions with significant mental health concerns may prioritize mental health services and support. This place-based approach allows ICS to be flexible and responsive, adapting care models to suit local needs rather than applying a one-size-fits-all strategy. By aligning health and care services with the real-world needs of the population, ICS can deliver more effective and efficient care, ultimately improving health outcomes and reducing disparities across different regions. Benefits of integrated care systems. Integrated care systems offer a range of benefits that improve the quality of healthcare by fostering collaboration between health, social care, and community organizations. By coordinating services and focusing on prevention, ICS create a more person-centered approach to care, leading to improved outcomes, reduced hospital admissions, and more efficient use of resources. These benefits extend beyond clinical care to address the wider determinants of health, such as housing, education, and employment, resulting in a more equitable and resilient healthcare system. Improved outcomes. One of the most significant advantages of ICS is the ability to deliver improved health outcomes for people and communities. By focusing on population health and providing coordinated care, ICS helps reduce disparities in access to services and improve the population's overall health. Integrating services ensures people receive timely, appropriate care for managing health conditions or addressing acute health needs. This proactive approach, coupled with a strong emphasis on prevention, leads to better long-term health outcomes, reduces the burden on hospitals, and enhances people's quality of life. Moreover, ICS enable health providers to share information and resources, which supports more informed decision-making and better continuity of care. With different services working together, people are less likely to fall through the cracks in the system, resulting in more consistent and effective treatment. Reduced hospital admissions. Reducing unnecessary hospital admissions is a key goal of ICS. By improving access to early intervention and preventive care, ICS can address health issues before they escalate into emergencies that require hospitalization. Integrated services, particularly in primary care and community settings, provide ongoing support for people managing long-term conditions, helping them stay healthier at home rather than needing hospital treatment. Additionally, the close collaboration between health and social care teams means that services can be more responsive to people's needs, providing support in community settings that would otherwise lead to hospital admissions. This not only improves people's experiences of care but also eases pressure on hospitals, freeing up resources to focus on more urgent cases. Proactive early intervention. Proactive early intervention is a cornerstone of ICS, aiming to address health issues before they become critical. By identifying potential risks early, whether through population health data or regular assessments, ICS ensure that people receive the right support at the earliest possible stage. This approach is particularly beneficial for managing long-term conditions, mental health challenges, and other health concerns, as it helps prevent complications and reduces the need for hospitalization. Through collaboration between primary care, community services, and social care, proactive intervention allows for quicker and more effective responses to emerging health challenges. By focusing on prevention, ICS reduce the burden on acute care services and empower people to take a more active role in managing their own health. Well-coordinated care. Well-coordinated care is central to the success of ICS. By bringing together health and social care services, ICS ensure that people experience seamless transitions between different levels of care, whether moving from hospital to community care or receiving ongoing support for long-term conditions. This collaboration across multiple sectors reduces fragmentation in care delivery, ensuring that every aspect of a person's health and social care needs is addressed cohesively. With care teams working together, people benefit from a more streamlined experience, where information is shared across providers, reducing delays in treatment and avoiding duplication of services. Well-coordinated care improves health outcomes and enhances the person's overall experience by reducing stress and confusion in navigating the healthcare system. Reduction of health inequalities. A key objective of ICS is to reduce health inequalities by ensuring that everyone, regardless of their background or circumstances, has equal access to high-quality healthcare. By focusing on the broader determinants of health, such as housing, income, education, and social environment, ICS can target interventions at the most vulnerable groups in society. This approach helps close the gap between different populations, improving outcomes for those who have historically experienced barriers to accessing care. ICS also prioritizes tailored services based on local needs, addressing specific community health disparities. By directing resources to underserved areas and populations, they work to ensure that healthcare is more equitable, improving the overall health of the population and fostering a fairer healthcare system. The importance of integrated care in modern health and social care. Integrated care has become increasingly vital in modern health and social care systems as it addresses the growing complexity of people's health needs and the demand for more personalized, coordinated care. The traditional separation between health and social care services often leads to fragmented care, missed opportunities for early intervention, and poorer outcomes. Integrated care systems are designed to break down these silos and ensure that services work together to provide comprehensive, person-centered care. The benefits of integrated care are wide-ranging and impactful, including enhanced coordination. ICS ensures that health, social care, and community services are aligned, allowing smoother transitions between services and reducing gaps in care. Improved health outcomes. By focusing on population health and delivering preventive care, ICS help people manage long-term conditions or health challenges more effectively, reducing complications and improving overall well-being. More efficient use of resources. Through partnership working and shared decision-making, ICS can allocate resources more effectively, reducing duplication of services and ensuring that care is delivered where it's needed most. Focus on prevention. Early intervention and preventive measures are core principles of ICS, allowing healthcare providers to address issues before they escalate, reducing the burden on acute care services. Person-centered approach. ICS place people at the heart of the care process, ensuring that their unique needs and preferences are considered in the design and delivery of services. By fostering collaboration across sectors, integrated care systems enable a more holistic approach to health and social care. This is especially important as populations age and the prevalence of long-term conditions rises. Integrated care not only improves people's experience of care but also enhances community well-being by addressing the wider determinants of health, such as social and economic factors. Integrated care with Nurseline Community Services. At Nurseline Community Services, we are committed to providing high-quality, integrated care that meets the diverse needs of the people we serve and local communities. Our approach focuses on collaborating with local health and social care commissioners, ensuring our services align with local and national priorities. By working closely with commissioners, we create tailored care solutions that address the specific challenges of each region, whether it's supporting hospital discharges, offering long-term care, or providing specialist support for mental health and learning disabilities. Our collaboration with local commissioners allows us to design and deliver personalized care plans that promote independence and well-being. Through our integrated care model, we aim to improve health outcomes by ensuring that care is comprehensive and seamless across different settings. This means people receive the right support at the right time, whether transitioning from hospital to home or accessing ongoing community services. With multiple locations across the UK, we are well positioned to deliver integrated care where it's needed most. To learn more about our services and how we can support you or your organization, explore our case studies. Contact us to discuss how we can collaborate to deliver tailored, integrated care solutions that make a real difference.